Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Ian Duncan, the courts reporter at the Baltimore Sun. Interesting work that you've done recently about this program called Safe Streets, which I think some people in the city are familiar with, and the arrest recently of someone who was working for them. Talk to us a little bit about what you discovered here.
Right. So the guy who was arrested, he's called Nathan Bodie Barksdale. He was a big-time West Side drug dealer back in the 80s, and he likes to claim that he was the inspiration for Avon Barksdale in The Wire. And he was in prison for a while, but Long claims that he'd gone straight and had landed a job last year with Safe Streets, which relies on people like him who really know the streets and know what's what to get involved in conflicts and try and stop them turning deadly or at least ending with gunshots. And so, yeah, for him to be arrested, it sort of calls into question, are these people really former offenders or is he...
Are they double dippers?
Exactly, right. The DEA was the one who built the case against him, and they say that they don't have any evidence he was using his position at Safe Streets to further any of his alleged heroin dealing. But the city and the organizations that run the Safe Streets programs are quite clear that they don't want anyone who's involved in anything actively working there.
Well, we could only hope. It's interesting that the mayor, though, has defended the program. And I don't know what you know about the successes that they've had. I can't speak to that either, but my sense is that they have been pretty effective.
That's right. So some researchers at Johns Hopkins University, led by Dan Webster, did a study that they published their findings last January 2012. And they found that it had led to some quite significant reducing of shooting and of homicides in the neighborhoods where they had these programs. They studied four, and two of those are still going. And that they calculated that they think it was five homicides had been averted by having Safe Streets.
Over what period of time?
Over 3 years, about.
Well, the police are sort of nervously supportive. I mean, they're not really speaking out against it, but they have concerns about it.
I think so. I mean, I spoke to Frederick Bielfeld, the former commissioner, and his view was that the higher up you get in the police department, the more support there is for this program. But the lower down you get, the closer you get to the street, the more sort of skepticism there is about it, because I think there's less faith that the people involved in it are sort of really honest brokers.
Do you think there's any way to know exactly what went on, how he got back into the game, or if he ever got out of it?
Not at this point, no. I mean, we know that it was a wiretap investigation, so as it goes forward through the court, we might get to hear some more of his conversations. The DEA, they say in some court documents that they have confidential sources who identified Mr. Barksdale, and he was actually named in an affidavit back in 2010, in another case. He wasn't charged in that case, but his name did surface, and they sort of say in the court documents, we've had this guy on our radar for some time.
For how long did they investigate?
They started investigating in March of this year, and then they arrested another person who they think was his heroin supplier in September, and he was on the run for a short while.
Ian, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For Ian Duncan, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.